ISIS America's podcast for Wednesday, 16th of August, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor Ron Koifman. Hello, Ron.
Hi there.
Today's podcast will be over the Latin American polyethylene terephthalate market. Ron, what's happening in the PET market now that we're more than halfway through 2017?
Well, right now prices are rising after a period of slow pricing, weak pricing, and this was based on earlier price increases for resin and precursors in Asia. PET prices in Argentina rose by $60 in early August, the first week of August. In Brazil, prices were assessed up by $10 to $20 in August also, as prices in the country are indexed to Asian prices, although at a somewhat of a lag from direction in Asia. Prior to the August increases in Brazil, $10 to $20, price hikes had been discussed in a wider range at $15 to $30 per ton at various times during July. Flexibility has been considered as a result of the soft Brazilian economy. In Mexico, there were increases discussed for August also, ranging between 1.5 to 2.5 cents per pound, but implementation is yet to be confirmed. One consumer said this week that August PET prices had rolled over from July in Mexico, but the prices will be assessed pending further commentary from sources.
And in terms of demand, what are the current projections for PET?
Well, the projections depend on more immediate factors and long-term factors. More immediately, seasonality is driving demand in the Americas. PET activity in Argentina beginning to improve in anticipation of the peak season. According to local sources, a more stable political scenario following primary elections on Sunday, 13 August, is contributing to a more positive economic outlook into the near future in Argentina. Demand for beverages, bottled beverages, preforms, and PET resin in Brazil remains slow, but is expected to strengthen in September, according to industry participants over there. And in Mexico, activity is healthy on still high temperatures and the summer peak season. Then on the longer term, GDP growth projections should be considered affecting demand. Some countries expected to do better than others. According to the International Monetary Fund, growth in Brazil this year will be at less than 1% as it recovers from its recession of 2016. Argentina, Colombia, and Peru should be at 2% GDP growth or higher, however, Peru declined from 3.9% growth in 2016 to 2.7% projected for 2017. Venezuela is sadly projected at minus 12% GDP growth this year.
Thanks for the update, Ron.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the PET market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.